Anchor, what's good once again? Coach Harp here on the Seek Lot. Have my man AJ in the building once again. AJ, welcome.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on? Indeed, man. And the reason I did this, I know AJ's at work. He said he had a few minutes. We were having a conversation about what we're trying to do and teaching the game of baseball and developing young men. And last night on the way home, I was thinking, man, this game is all about knowing yourself, knowing who you are, because you don't really want to deviate from who you are. You want to pick your spots to do it, right? If you have an approach, deviate from the approach when it's according to your book that you've kept before. And if you don't know what that is, I'm sure we'll get there. But AJ just said the exact same thing to me. He said it's all about knowing yourself when it comes to teaching the game of baseball, learning the game of baseball. And I'm going to start right there. AJ, what are your thoughts when it comes to the game of baseball? Seeing the brand of baseball that was played in San Diego where you grew up, seeing baseball here and baseball in general now, where are you at on that? What do you mean about knowing yourself as a baseball player?
I just think that when you know yourself as a baseball player, and let's not even say yourself as a baseball player, but if you know yourself in life, if you know yourself in anything that you do, but let's obviously we are keeping it to baseball. When you know yourself as a baseball player, you stay within yourself. Everyone always, I mean, think about that. Coaches say that all the time. Stay within yourself.
Right.
Hey, let's go. Hey, get something you can drive. Stay within yourself. Understanding who you are. So if you are a slap hitter, and you don't have pop, then you're not coming to the plate talking about, I'm going to win this game for us with a home run.
Right.
Staying within yourself and doing the things. And I see a lot of kids at a young age, leadoff hitters, guys that are what I call a 9 speed, right? The top of the speed. They're leading off the game. The game's tied. Third baseman's back. And he never one time looks to square to drag line.
Doesn't even look, bro.
Doesn't even try it. Doesn't even think about it.
Right.
Doesn't approach the at bat under the result is, because a single to a 9 speed guy is a double because he has a chance and the coach is going to give him the steal sign.
Absolutely. And this A, sometimes it means a triple.
Right.
At so some ages, I should say.
When I got to the plate as knowing that, it was staying within myself going, oh, I got a 3-0 count right now. My coach doesn't even have to tell me that I'm going to take the ball right now. I'm taking 2 because I'm a leadoff guy. And if I get on base, I'm going to steal second. And then it's going to allow my guy to get a fastball, which my 2-hitter drives and does all that stuff.
Or absolutely.
Now we're on third with 1 out and the whole game has changed.
The whole game changes. Something you just mentioned right now, which – again, you were part of being instrumental in getting me back involved with this game after 15 years. But you just mentioned a coach giving a take sign. Like, I marveled, honestly, when I first came back out and seeing when a pitcher had thrown 6 or 7 balls in a row that a coach was even giving, hey, red, we're taking. I'm like, why are we giving a take sign? There's no point to give it. We should already know that as a baseball player, but turns out everyone doesn't know that. They don't teach it. And again,
it's not that they don't know it. You know what it is? You don't want to stay within yourself.
Hmm.
It's hard. Think about that. And let's go to even parenting and you know, the fans.
Right,
3
right.
Count, 7th inning. I'm relating it to Little League Baseball. 7th inning. And a kid comes up to the plate. Coach gives him the take sign. He takes it. It's right down the middle. All the parents are like, why'd you take that?
Right.
Understanding that because this is a team game and my job is to get on first base, it's all of a sudden Billy would have hit that one pitch out of the yard for the home run that one time to make it happen, which isn't the case, right?
Right.
And again, it's a know yourself. And again, there's gonna be. I was never jealous of someone like you or Josh Payne or Dominici or Bolton or Brandon Marshall when they were getting 3-0 green lights because their job was to hit the ball out of the yard. And when you look
at
what they did in the weight room and you understood how hard they hit the ball, then you would give them the 3-0 green light. It doesn't
absolutely
mean I'm a bad baseball player because I don't get that green light. It just means I help the team out in different ways. And that's what I mean by staying within yourself.
Like, wow.
And again, that's why I say that baseball is the best life lesson, because in life, when your kids grow up, it's stay within yourself. Just because this guy went to Stanford and knows this doesn't mean you have to know that. There's still opportunities for everybody with staying within yourself. And that's why it's a team game. That's why it's team life. That's why it's everything that we talk about, is just understanding who you are and what you're trying to get into and what you're trying to do. And the more, and when you perfect yourself and you do what you do well, you won't even think about the things that you do bad, because you're going to succeed more at the things that you do well.
Absolutely. And I think that's important, man. It reminds me of one of the books I read right before you gave me, The Go-Giver. It's Strengths Finder 2.0 or something like that. But what it does is we always work on the things we don't do well. Oh, I'm really weak in this area. I need to get better here. Well, what it actually does, it does a little an assessment, and it lets you know your top five talents that could be cultivated into strengths. And I think you could take that right over to baseball as well. If you do something well, get better at it.
Get better at it.
Don't remain the same, because as you just stated, bigger, stronger, faster, you may end up getting bigger, stronger, and faster. If you do it right now, then it's going to translate later on instead of just going through the motions. Like I see many kids do. That's the hard part for me, because part of knowing yourself is, if you're someone that does not like to work, if you're naturally lazy, you need mom and dad to tell you to do it, you know what? You might need to get someone in your life that is that way if you want to get better. Sometimes we need self-motivation is great, but it's good to have someone else motivate as well. So I think that's important. And that also goes into knowing who you are, because if you're someone that can go out and take 50 to 100 swings a day, then do it. If you're someone that goes into, as I was, I didn't like to hit every single day before every game, unless I was that guy that, you know what, I feel like I'm a little early, I'm drifting, then I hit off the tee. Other than that, it was front toss, a little bit of side toss, and tee right before the game. But there's guys that do different things, and they do different things well. And I just wanted to jump in and do that right here, because it's part of what I think needs to be translated onto the younger baseball players to see better baseball overall. Because, again, going back to the giving a take sign on a 3-0 count, one, I don't think it should have to be given, but I see it every single game I play in almost. If the person can't throw strikes, a pitcher on the mound, it should be a given. Hey, make him throw a strike. Sometimes make him throw two strikes to see if he can continue doing it. But it's, again, your comment that I stole a while ago: if you don't know the knowledge, don't. That's how things get missed in daddy ball, trying to teach the game and do things a different way or have different personnel, and you miss out on something as important as, you know what, some people may not even know what a take sign is when it first starts. But I think it's almost silly to give a take sign, because a baseball player should know if someone threw six or seven straight balls, I'm not going up and swinging at the first pitch.
Agreed. And again, staying within your – it's a great point. Staying within yourself, I see that a lot. A pitcher throws six straight balls. All of a sudden, a guy gets to the plate and goes, well, he must throw the seventh one for a strike. No, maybe he just doesn't have it today. And again, but that's why I always bring it back up to Major League Baseball, is we're watching these guys that are so good at what they do. They make it for a living. They play 162 games. But the truth is, you're not learning the correct way, because the game is different up there. It's
absolutely
a different game. And where they're looking for the highlights, they're looking for the big paycheck. That's not the way it goes. Stay
not at all.
Help your team, be a team guy. Second, you know, first and second, nobody out in the seventh inning. Please tell me that you practice bunting. Get the ball down. Get it done. You are a hero if you get the bunt down, because your next guy got him in and everyone high fives you and says, hey, that's the win for you. That's
absolutely
what the game is about. But again, just lastly, with staying within yourself, again, and I challenge all of you kids, even if it's college guys that are listening, high school kids that are listening, everyone out there that plays this game, I challenge you, look in the mirror and tell yourself who you really are. You won't be disappointed. You won't, you know, not to be, you're not mad at yourself because you don't do certain things. You just tell yourself who you are, perfect those things, and I promise you the game will come to you. It'll get slower. It'll get easier because you're only looking and you're thinking positive thoughts always because you're going, this is what I do well. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm going to do today. And once you do those things, your average will climb. You'll feel more confident in the game. Your coaches will see that confidence, and you'll just continue to play in the Excel. And I wish I knew this when I was in high school. I did not learn that after life. I wish I would have known this in college because I think I wouldn't.
Absolutely.
I think I would have hit 430.
Right. And I think that's the interesting point that's really important for me, this piece, and everyone that I talk to, because I know AJ would tell you, and I'm going to tell you, I don't have all the answers. I have experience, which is mine. I can tell you something that may work for you because I've been where you've been, and I've probably been everywhere you want to get to except for the big leagues. And it's the same with AJ. AJ got to a point in this game, and because of his size, who I'm not a really big guy at probably 5'9", 185 when I was drafted. AJ is the same height as me. He's about 40 pounds lighter. And at the time we played the game, players like us were not looked at, which is why someone like me jumped off of the page because of 1 year of hitting double-digit home runs in college, right? But I think in everything that AJ is saying, in that looking in the mirror and telling yourself who you really are, you have to be really honest as well. And I think I can speak personally that I was dishonest with myself at times, especially looking back. And instead of continuing to attack life, as you would say, AJ, which was baseball at that time for me, I found it hard to do. One, as you just said, I didn't have someone like you and someone like me, which I know we desire to be who we wish we could have had at the end of the day.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, everyone wants to wake up and they're A-Rod. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Like when I was growing up in San Diego, Eric Chavez was the guy. Everyone wanted to wake up and look like that. But you had to look up and tell yourself, I'm sorry, I can't hit a 3-0 sinker to dead center 415 feet off the wall and get inside the park home run because I don't have that ability. But I did know that I could in the first at bat of a game drag bunt on you, still second, still third, and still 1-0. And it's the same thing. And as long as I did that, no, I didn't go number one to the A's, but I did get a scholarship. I did get to play a game that I loved at a high level and meet some great people. And I think, absolutely, to be honest with you, that's really what these kids, anyone listening, that's your goal. Your goal is to just continue to keep playing the game as long as you can.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you, I didn't look like any of the pieces. Like I said, you come see me right now, I'm probably the same size as a little league kid on a field. But
and it's so true. It's so true.
But at the end of the day, I knew what I did well, and I approached the game every day wanting to be great. And that's just what it is, and no one could tell me different.
I think it is, man. As usual, you guys know this won't be the last time. It's the second time. Actually, it's the third time we've linked up, but we're going to do it a lot, so keep it locked to the seat lot. Don't forget, I will catch you guys in a bit. AJ, thanks again, man. Till the next time.
All right.
All right, go.